social media is very important to the museum in accomplishing our mission, both to educate the public, but also to, like I said earlier, actively engage the public in Holocaust memory and in learning. So the museum has actively engaged on essentially three of the popular platforms, on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. What I expect from social media is that I think social media will help us to expand our audiences, widen their awareness about the nature and scope of our institution's mission and work. We hope that it's going to increase the number of people using our resources, but also, very importantly, deepen their engagement. We use it to drive people to the museum's website, and also we sort of cross-pollinate between our social media, so we'll drive folks from Twitter to Facebook and to YouTube, etc. But we really also want to find as many ways as possible to encourage and facilitate content creation by our visitors and collaboration with our visitors and among our visitors, so that not just so that our content goes viral, not just so that it reaches a lot of people, but so that ordinary people see multiple ways that if they want to support our institution and its mission, they can do it. So that it's not just giving money to the museum, it's not just physically showing up at programs for the museum, but that there are lots of ways that people can actively help us. And so, really for me, the gold standard of social media use is when people are able to find ways that work for them to work with the museum. And when they help the museum make something we were already thinking about doing bigger than it ever would have been, or better than it already would have been, because they bring ideas that we never would have thought of.